Welcome to Awakenings Movement Podcast. Awakenings Movement is a community where dreamers become believers and believers become doers.
This has been a year of letting go, amen? And we've let go to know that we've been held by God and loved by God. In fact, only when you let go do you know you are held. Only then. Like, you'll never know. You'll never know that you are held by God until you completely let go. And your capacity to let go is directly proportionate to your capacity to know how held you are. All right? So letting go. Would you join me for a word of prayer? Dear God, we thank you. Lord, however do you want us? However do you need us? How, Lord, ever do you want us? However do you need us? Lord, we just submit ourselves to you, man. This is the year of new life and new love that we are in the liminal space of. We stand in between what was and what will be, and we are so excited. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you honor. Lord, we give you our lives, however you want it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's read this together. Ready? Read. To be open to breakthrough, we must
be willing to be broken down. Yeah.
I'm sorry. It sucks, right? How come breakthrough just can't just come with a free pass? Can I just get a free pass on a breakthrough? Here's the call. To be open to breakthrough, you respond by saying, why? I think why, because only at the point right before breaking down do we discover the breakthrough. I mean the one, like the breakthrough of your lifetime. Do you want to know what the breakthrough of your lifetime is? What is the breakthrough? The breakthrough is knowing you can't be broken, period. That's the breakthrough. Once you recognize you can't be broken, so I'll go to the point of being broken. Right, I'll go to the point of breaking down because I know that I was born with an indelible strength to be unbreakable. Do you know that God woven into the fabric of your DNA, God allowed you to have a strength that is bigger than any challenge you'll face on earth? Which is why he said, greater is he that is in you than whatever you think gonna break you that's in the world or your personal experiences. Once you accept that you won't be broken, that you are unbreakable, you will go to the breaking point, right? So live boldly. Let's read this together. Ready? Read. So live boldly and with joy, like there is no breaking point, because the point is not brokenness. The point is living and loving with joy. When you know there is no breaking point, you get to the point. The point is joy, right? The point is love. The point is life. And so you go to the broken point with boldness. With laughter. You go to the broken point making fun of the breaking point. Because you know the breaking point ain't the what?
Point.
The point is love. The point is life. Call. So live boldly. Why are we doing call and response? Because we are people of call and response. So live boldly like there is no breaking point. Now you? The Bible says, but he, let's read together. Ready, read. But he was pierced for our, stop right there. It's done. It's done. There's no mistake that will lead you to a breaking point, right? There's no transgression that you've experienced, not even your own fault, not even when you do it on purpose. Phoenix comes to me all the time, and she's like, Dad, I did it on purpose. I'll be like, dude, like she can't hold guilt. She'll just walk up and be like, I did it on purpose. Oh, God. I'd be like, oh, my God, what'd you do? I drew on the wall on purpose. And I'll be like, dude, and you're loved. And you're cared for. And I really respect you as an artist. You know what I mean? He was pierced for our transgressions. Continue reading. Ready? Read. He was broken and crushed for our iniquities. That's the ESV, dude. So, be willing to be crushed to crush it. Like, if you're going to crush it in life, you have to be willing to be crushed. Right? You will never crush it. You will never do exceedingly and abundantly above and beyond anything you can ever think, ask, or imagine if you're not willing to go to that point to where you will be crushed. You have to be willing to crush what was, to crush it at what will be. Why are we willing to do that? Because we know that though we may be crushed, we won't be broken. Why? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. This year, be bolder with your decisions. This year, be daring with your decisions. This year, do what you think you can't do, or do what you think if you do it, you're going to get crushed. Because even if you presume to be crushed, you have this precluded possibility that he's already been wounded for your transgression. He's already been broken for you. He's already, his chastisement, right, the chastisement that he did not deserve, he's already taken so that you can have a destiny that you do deserve. The definition of chastisement can be rebuked or criticized severely. So again, I want to go back. Be willing. Let's say this again. Ready? Read. Be willing to be crushed to crush it. Take yourself to the edge this year. Take yourself to the edge. Take yourself to the edge. Take yourself to the edge of yourself and jump. But he was wounded. Let's read this again. Ready? Read. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are... King James Version. Why are we reading the scripture over and over again? Because I want you to get it in your bones so that when they are broken, it's what heals you and makes you stronger than you were before. So, be willing to be criticized to be critically acclaimed. If you're going to be a critically acclaimed blank, you have to be open to criticism. You have to be ruled out as a person who can make critical moves if you're going to be critically acclaimed. Brian knows that. Now, Brian, thank God. Thank God Brian was willing to be crushed, to crush it. Brian just won an idea fund grant. Brian Ellison, Pluto Lynn Ellison. Break it open. It was real comfortable for a long time, though, y'all. He was so comfortable being a teacher. So comfortable. And he's a great teacher. He'll probably be a teacher for the rest of his life. So comfortable just being, you know, it's just Brian. You know, it's just me. But he put himself out there, and he was crushed the first time he applied for the Idea Fund. Didn't get it. Boy, did it again, though. You have to be willing to be crushed. Not just that, but he also applied for another grant and was criticized for his vision. But he reapplied the same vision to another direction. And the same thing that he was criticized for is now about to make him critically acclaimed. Wait until you guys see the work that Brian is about to do in this coming year. It's going to be sick. The very thing your critics use to criticize you are the things that, from the people I've heard say, make you critically acclaimed. That's the thing God wants to use. This girl said that whoever said what they said says that you are disappointing and not good enough. Yet, you are the most impressive person I've ever met in my entire life. Like, even from when you was a kid, when you was in pre-K 5, kindergarten, right? You were speaking before heads of states. Whenever they would come to the Imani School, you'd be the person they send to the front office. London to the front office, the mayor's here. London to the front. You would be the one. You would be the one who would be the incarnation of impressive. The very thing, purpose. Doubt your purpose. That's your thing. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Find what people criticize most and bet on it. Find what people criticize most and put all your chips on it. All your chips. Put all of your chips on the very thing that people criticize you for. Because the very same thing that you are criticized for is the doorway through which you will be critically acclaimed. So don't avoid the things that people criticize you for. Run towards them. Don't shy away from them. Make them your friends. We think that the things that people criticize us for, the very relationships you have that people criticize you for, are the ones you need to develop more. But we think the opposite. We think, let me chill out. You know, my sister criticizes me because I have a better relationship with my mama than she does, so let me not call my mama as much. What? So when I'm around my mama, let me not show as much love because I don't want to make my sister feel bad. I'll just hit. No. The very thing that people criticize you for in 2018, Michelle Tebow, is the thing you need to make your thing, not the thing you need to walk away from. See, we've been walking away from the things that people have criticized about us all of our lives, and we have not lived fully. You said what? Talk some more about the glow. Boy. You are the last dragon. And so, like Devon said, that's true. Let's go with that. Like, you act like you turned the light on. You didn't turn it on. God turned it on. You're not responsible for that light. And you can't even turn it off. What you could probably do is hide it. You're like, no, I don't want nobody to see it. People be hating, you know what I'm saying? Just put it, no, I don't want nobody to see it. I don't want nobody to see it. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why people be hating. But that still be showing, don't it? You'd be like, no, I'm not serious. I'm not really serious about my blog. I'm not really serious about my career. You know what I'm saying? Nah, it's all good. I'm chilling. And you walk around like this here, and people be like, what's that in your shirt? You'd be like, oh, nothing. You can't turn it off. You said what? And you feel like if I get into a new tax bracket, I'm gonna have to pay more taxes, but you're gonna be making more money. More money, more money, more money. That boy Dave Chappelle said, it's not a certain segment of white America that's benefited from these new tax laws. Dave Chappelle said, it's me. I'm the rich person that's benefiting from this new tax stuff, not you. Don't worry about how much you'll have to pay attention to, in terms of other people's criticism, in order for you to get to a new glow racket. You're gonna have enough money, you're gonna have enough energy to pay attention to what you need to pay attention to. Because some of us feel like, I don't even have time to be dealing with all these people. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna dim my shine just a little bit. No, number one, you can't turn it off. Dude, you can't. I could look at you right now and tell that you try. I think you're good at it too. Yeah, you look good at it. Oh, you know what? I think you're genius at hiding your light. But don't you know we still see it? So the goal is to put yourself in community with other lights. So that collectively you shine brighter. Okay, be willing to be criticized to be critically acclaimed. And please know, in 2018, the very same thing that people criticize you for, right? That's the thing that you bet on. That's the thing you put your energy into. So there are two lessons I want to leave you with as we move into 2018. Number one, you have to be willing to be crushed to crush it. You have to be willing to experience the pressure that comes with moving into your greatness and know that you won't be what? Broken. You won't be what?
Broken.
And only at the point, if you follow any success narrative, all success narratives lead to that breaking point, don't they, y'all? I was on my couch, you know? No, not even my couch, right? I was on somebody else's couch and I got my breakthrough. But don't you know that it took you being broken down for you to remember? Because we all know God has placed in the DNA of every human soul the memory, the knowledge that we can't be broken because he was bruised for us. He was broken for us. He was pierced for us. And not just, Sean, for the people who are saved. Sean, you're good at it too. Sean, you're a genius. You're really good at it. You also suck too at it. But in 2018, my friends, this is the year to be broken down. Will you be willing to suck to succeed? I taught a class this morning and three of my teachers were there and one teacher was my biggest critic, right? She's from another country and the use of the English language is very important for her. So today, she'd taken my class two times before. Today she took my class, Feel the Power Girl. Today she took my class and afterwards she said, you know what? She said, I've been told to take your class again because I've been told that there's something you can contribute that no one else can. She said, and I've told you before that I feel like your classes are a performance and that you don't focus on point-to-point cues. She said, you're not a preacher anymore, Marlon. She said, you are a yoga teacher. Yeah, she was just like that in my ear, just howling in my ear. She said, you're not a preacher, you're a yoga teacher. She said, point-to-point cues is what you use to change people's lives, not sermons. At the end of my class today, she waited, and I was like, ugh. I was like, I can't today. And she waited, and she told Phoenix to tell me this message, but I came up. And she said, I want to let you know. She said, you really sucked as a teacher the times that I took you. She's like, but she said, every pose today that I was in, I've been in a million times, and I've never been in them the way that I have been in them today. You have to be willing to suck to succeed. So in 2018, push yourself to the point to where you experience the pressure of life, knowing that you won't be broken. So you have joy when pressure comes. You find love when pressure comes. Because though you may be crushed, you won't be broken. And then in those moments when you experience a lot of criticism, London, welcome it. Breathe it in. Smell it like this. Because you know that the very thing that people criticize you for is a cheat sheet that guides you to the thing that you will find success in. Find what people criticize you for most and work the hell out of it. Work the fear out of it, work the shame out of it, work the doubt out of it, because that is true hell. Be willing to be crushed in 2018 to crush it. Be willing to be criticized in 2018 to be critically acclaimed. Why? Because, let's read it together. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The doors of the church are open. If you want to crush it, if you want to be critically acclaimed, know that you have to go to the breaking point, but you won't be broken. My friend, you and that top knot are unbreakable. There's nothing in life that can break you, because God wove into the fabric of who you are as a human being an unbreakable factor that guides you one faithful decision at a time.